First of all, I just want to... I wasn't circled to welcome you back yesterday, so I want to welcome you back today. I hope you had a good break. I would like to start a unit going through the lochas of Kriyas HaTorah. We're talking about the lochas of Kriyas HaTorah, so I think we can divide it up. We're trying to find a way which is an intelligent way to divide the lochas up and make present them. I think we deal with Kriyas HaTorah. The proper way to divide it up is looking at the various different parts of the Kriyas HaTorah. So the one person, obviously, we'll look at is the halachas of the Baal Kareh, who's kosher to be a Baal Kareh, etc. There's the actual Kriya itself, the actual halachas of the actual Kriya itself. There's the halachas of the Sefer Torah that are relevant to know the halachas of the Sefer Torah. There are some halachas in regards to the Oyla, in regards to getting who the Oyla should be, etc. There are some halachas that should negate to the Gabbai. And the actual process of taking the Sefer Torah out, putting it back in, and Hagba. We'll also touch on some of the lochas of Haftarah, and that's going to be the unit that we're going to talk about. Just today, at least to get a basic point down, there was a tekama made by Moshe Rabbeinu that we should read the Sefer Torah three times a week, Shabbos morning, Monday, and Thursday. Ezra HaSofer came along and added another Kriya, which took place in Shabbos Mincha. So the Kriya of Shabbos Mincha is different than the other three Kriyas of the week. It was added later on by Ezra Sofer. The Tekana of Moshe Rabbeinu actually is, Chazal based it on a Pasuk, so it's not the Raisa, but Chazal based it that Moshe Rabbeinu responded to the fact that Klai went 3 days, but Midrash Bali Motzah Moyim. So Chazal saying Mayim El Torah, that they went for 3 days and they did not have any learning going on. So Moshe Rabbeinu saw that situation where Klai went for 3 days without learning any Torah, and he introduced the concept of reading from the Sefer Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu's Ikra Tekana was a very minimal amount of Kriya which had to be read. Even one person could get an Aliyah, did not require three people, and the Kriya had to be at least three Psukim. So we learned three Psukim of one person, either three people one Pasuk, or one person three Psukim, and that was the minimal Kriya which was required. Ezra HaSofer, besides adding on the Kriya of Mincha, Shabbos Mincha, he also introduced that the Kriya has to be 10 Psukim. The minimal Kriya has to be at least 10 Psukim. And it has to be, each one of the Oilim has to get at least three Psukim. So you can't have one person reading 8 and one person reading 1 and one person reading 1. Each one has to read at least 3 Psukim. And obviously one of them is going to be reading 4 Psukim to get your Kriya of the Kriya of 10 Psukim. There's one exception, where we actually only lay 9 psukim, and that is Purim morning. Purim morning, we actually only lay 9 psukim, because that is the kriya which is relevant to the day of Purim, and therefore the kriya of Purim morning is only 9 psukim. That's the exception. That's the only exception that we have. That would have been a great riddle question, but too late now. So that is the Ikra Tekana of the kriya is three, four times a week. We're going to read from the Sefer Torah. It's not the Raisa, but it was the Tekana made by Moshe Rabbeinu. It, you know, you're talking about it was maybe Moshe Rabbeinu that we should read from the Sefer Torah. We'll go through more of the lachas Bez Hashem over the coming weeks. Have a good morning.